Episode 1526, The Power of Commitment.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is the weekend, and that means what? You get a break. Yes! It finally is here, but you can't put your relationship on the back burner. Oh no, it's Relationship Builders Day, and it's all about the power of commitment. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what is the secret to a long-lasting marriage? The answer always seems to be a connection in the power of commitment. The commitment that goes beyond the decisions or the feelings. It's unfortunate in our culture today that marriage is not a priority. It stems more from a convenience or a privilege, a status. Oh, I'm going to be married. I'm going to be with this person so long as they're serving me. And if either party doesn't feel like the marriage is working, then the party quickly acts to dissolve the marriage. Divorce. Just look at Hollywood. Why do you think this is? Have we become a society of what's in it for me? Oh, it's a great station. Have you ever listened to it? Maybe a little too much. WIIFM. I think we have a choice, though, that goes beyond WIIFM. And that choice goes beyond the decision to be happy and celebrate with a ceremony. It comes from the power of commitment. I've been blessed to be surrounded by many long-lasting marriages in my family. Now, some would equate the word quote-unquote long-lasting to no worries or no problems at all, just nothing but bliss and happiness and, oh, sounds great, right? But that's not the case. Marriage takes work by both parties, and in the work, there must be commitment. Now, if we're going to be on the same page, we've got to start with the same definition. So let's look at commitment and what it means. There's three definitions, and I thought they were very interesting. One, the state of or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc. Another one, a pledge or undertaking. And how about this one? An engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. I had to laugh at that one there because, a lot of people would say marriage restricts freedom of action. I don't get to do what I want to do. Yeah, WIIFM. You could look at all of these definitions, right, and apply them to marriage in some form or fashion. But again, the question remains, if the secret to a long-lasting marriage stems from the power of commitment, then how do you get that? You want that secret, right? What's that secret sauce? How do you do it? Well, you must enact the power of commitment. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Enact the power of commitment. Too much of our actions in life support the WIIFM. It's a great station. What's in it for me? But it stops when it comes to what? A marriage, a relationship, when two are gathered together. We have to stop doing in order to get something. A lot of us live our lives that way. I'm going to do this in order to get that. What have you done already today? I'm going to fix breakfast for my husband so maybe he will do two things on my to-do list. Sounds a little too familiar? Makes us a little uncomfortable, right, when we're talking about the truth. But I want us to be honest about this because if you want to really have a strong foundation in your marriage and you want to build that foundation so you can handle life when it comes toppling on top of you, then you have to be willing to go beyond WIIFM. And what I mean by that is your actions in a relationship, in a marriage, requires you to act beyond yourself. You cannot expect to have a long-lasting marriage if you only think about you. A commitment is the actions taken to support the joint decision within a relationship. Let that sink in for a minute. A commitment is the actions taken to support the joint decision within a relationship. So what does that really look like? Well, number one, you have to commit to the decision. Most of us are willing to decide, right? Oh, I'm going to buy a house. So we talk about it. We're going to decide. So we start the process. We go and to the bank and we figure out, oh, how much money we're eligible for to take a loan out so we can buy the house that we want. We go and we say, oh, we're going to build a business. We're going to start a brand new business. Well, what does that look like? You begin to make a business plan, set a budget, et cetera, right? But the problem that we're leaving out is we forget to commit to the decision. We decide, but we don't do anything beyond that. It's great, but then it stops there. No, you have to commit to the decision. You're in it for the long haul. This isn't about a one-night stand or convenient arrangement. It's about saying, I'm in it. All in it, good, bad, and ugly. When you commit to the decision of buying a house, that means you've done all the stuff beyond the bank, and then you find the house, and then what? You sign the paperwork. That's where the commitment begins, right? Because you're actually saying, okay, I'm going to buy this. Both parties agree, great. Now you have a house. You commit to the decision. It goes beyond just by saying, okay, I got this. Think about losing weight. Oh, I know I need to get healthy, so I'm going to lose some weight. That's a decision. Okay, I'm going to lose some weight. I decided I'm going to lose some weight. But if it only goes that far, you're not going to lose weight. I mean, maybe you will a little bit, but you have to commit to that decision. Most of us just think, though, that well, if I decided it's going to happen, and no, there has to be what actions behind what we're doing. That's to commit to the decision. Number two, communicate your desires. You have to be open with what works for the two of you. It's not one size fits you. Think about that. It's not about what you want. WIIFM, no, change your station. This is a two-way street. So not only do you need to communicate your desires, but you need to ask your spouse, what is his desires? What are her desires? And you got to communicate those. So once when you have the decision, right, you have to commit to that decision. Then once when you're in it, you have to communicate your desires. That sets you up for what? Your actions, right? How they're going to follow. And number three, you have to be considerate of your spouse. Forgive. Let go and move forward together. We have to be patient with each other. Marriage is not about, oh, I love you so much. It just feels so good. It feels so right for you. And then 2 years from now, I don't think I feel so right with you anymore. So I'm going to break it off. Really? There's nothing to that. You can have a breakup with the soda pop that you drink. That's great. You don't like Pepsi, you can switch to Coke. But marriage doesn't work that way. You have to be in it. And it all stems from the power of commitment. The power of commitment builds a strong foundation to withstand what? A crisis, chaos, and calamities. What are you doing to facilitate your commitment to your spouse today? What are you doing? What are your actions showing? Or are you sitting in a corner going, WIIFM, it's a great station. Can't wait for you to tune in. I know we don't mean to kind of act that way, but unfortunately, our selfishness seems to take over. We get too comfortable with where we are in a relationship, and we sometimes honestly forget there's another person involved. The power of commitment. What are you doing to facilitate your commitment to your spouse? In other words, what are you doing to love more deeply? Any thoughts? Any direction there? Maybe it all begins by tuning down WIIFM. It's a great station sometimes, but most of the time, we need to be looking at our marriage differently. It's not about what you can do to get something. It's about coming together and becoming what? One. And that takes work. Be honest and think about if your marriage is wrapped around WIIFM. If that station's running your marriage, it's time to change the station. Because eventually, the listener may not be interested anymore. And over time, things begin to crumble. And no, nothing's going to happen overnight. But what does happen is that the pain, the regret, the hurt, it all begins to add up. And if you have nothing in the love account, then what happens to the marriage? Where are you in your marriage today? What are you doing to love more deeply? We got to tune down WIIFM. And it's hard. It takes work. And sometimes it takes more work on your side than the other side. Or it takes work more for you because you have to kind of be the one that says, hey, this is what I'm doing. Pay attention. So then that your spouse will follow along. If you're one who's saying, you know, my marriage is pretty good, but if I'm honest, I got a lot of WIIFM happening, and I play it loudly sometimes. You see, if we think about our marriage like a radio station, it makes it easier for us to have a conversation about it. Because none of us like to say, oh, nope, I'm selfish. I can be a real jerk sometimes. It feels weird saying that. Think about it. Say it to yourself right now. I'm a jerk. No, it makes you uncomfortable. No one wants to say that. But when you say, okay, what's in it for me? Do I sometimes live my day like that? Okay, yeah, I do. And I got to be honest, I do too. My marriage with my incredible husband is not always incredible. It takes work. Do I always love everything that he does? No. But the thing is, most of him, I do love. And God didn't put him in my life for him to meet all of my needs. You see, that's God's job. But that's also for another episode. God gave me an incredible spouse to help mold and shape me, to be the incredible woman that God wants me to be, so I can walk in His greatness. What does your journey look like? Where is your marriage? Is your marriage on the rocks? If you're having problems, guess what? You're not alone. There are times in life, honestly, if we are being frank with each other, that we just want the easy way out. And the easy way out is to turn up that radio station and crank it high. What's in it for me? It sounds so good and it feels so right. But it destroys that gift that God has given us. If you are wanting help in your marriage, how to love your difficult spouse when they're just kind of being their own crazy self and you're like, and I'm supposed to love that? Yeah, you are, because God loves us. Just think about that, right? I'm pretty crazy sometimes and I think, and God, you love me? Yes. I would love to come beside you. Let's begin that walk together. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I want to be here to serve you. You can have a strong foundation in your marriage. Is it going to come easy and fast? Oh no, it's going to take work. Is it worth the work? Yes, it is. I know, I've lived it on both sides. You can have that incredible marriage that God wants you to have. But it starts today. Are you willing? We are called to mirror our marriage to God's relationship to us. Unconditional love and grace. The power of commitment. Are you giving that to your spouse? every single day, it takes practice. And with practice comes progress. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Take aim today. Your marriage is worth it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.